all like music in America became just white people wearing blackface, imitating black songs.
That was for a while.
For a while.
God, and it was, must have been crazy,
and
dude.
It was killing it. But there were also black performers doing the exact same thing.
What, doing whiteface?
No, wearing blackface and singing with them. Yes.
Stop. Like you told me there was fake black. There was fake blackfacers.
Blackface, dude.
That's pissing me off, dude.
I'm pissed.
How are they going to steal blackface, dude?
How are they going to take our culture? How are they going to appropriate our blackface culture?
The biggest thing I don't like is foreigners. Dude. I'm not a big fan of foreigners.
How do they
get in this country?
You can walk a block and not even hear English. These gross-ass foreigners be smelling like cooked chicken hearts.
The main thing I don't like about New York is the foreigners. I'm not a big fan of foreigners.
My interview was like, what's up with taxes?
Oh, fuck.
He won a fight and then immediately got on the mic and was like, we got to fucking stop taxes, dude. This is bullshit. Then he just got in a fight at a restaurant in Florida for any screen the N-word.
Did he?
Yeah, of course he did.
He smashed the emergency glass? Yeah. Like, shit, I meant to call 911, not yell the N-word.
There was no remorse, dude. He socked the geezer, was standing outside. He was like, if you touch me, I will send you to a different fucking planet. Like, it was... Platinum, he's my guy.
He's a grandfathered in white guy for saying the N-word.
He's allowed, dude, for sure. Are there any Jews down here? There better not be. And then they would... The one captain of the one would get on their radio, on the Americans' radio, and just be like, you thought you could escape us? We are the gray wolf. We will hunt you. Ow! And then he'd be like, turn that off, goddammit. I'd be like, I ended up, like your joke, cheering for the Nazis in this movie.
Oh, my God.
I was like, dude, the gray wolf rules. He's talking shit.
Yeah.
He's blown up ships and then talking shit. He's getting on their radio and be like, you thought you had us? We will kill you now. It's great.
Tom Hanks like, stop talking shit on my black chef.
Don't you dare. Oh, they killed
him. I didn't know he was black.
They killed the black chef.
Oh, yeah.
The Nazis killed, they cleansed the ship.
Yeah, that is the goal. The goal is eventually to force someone else to say the N-word on camera.
And just have it
over them. That's like what the Mossad did. That's what they were doing with Epstein's Island, dude. All you need, you don't even need Young Sniz anymore. You just got to get a couple N-word tapes on everybody. Yeah, just have the CIA have like a black dude cut them off every time they try to drive and have a bug their car and just have black dudes slowly jaywalk every time they drive. You're going to get an N-word out of somebody.
Dude,
if you get a tape of someone fucking a child and they just yell the N-word in ecstasy.
Yeah. Perfect. Might be demanding blowjobs. Let's say John Del Callo. Let's say comedian John Del Callo was in a position of power as a straight white male and was like, hey, you want to get on the Helium open mic? Also, there's like 30 people on the Helium open mic. So are you going to get like 6 blowjobs that night?
If so, that rules.
Imagine having to take the number 7 train to the ballpark, looking like you're riding through Beirut next to some kid with purple hair. Next to some queer with AIDS. Right next to some dude who just got out of jail for the 4th time. Right next to some 20-year-old mom with 4 kids. It's depressing. And about New York City itself, Rocker said, the biggest thing I don't like about New York are the foreigners. I'm not a very big fan of foreigners. You can walk an entire block in Times Square and not hear anybody speaking English. Asians and Koreans, Vietnamese and Indians and Russians and Spanish people and everything up there. How the hell do they get in this country?
I think.
Who's it?
It's John Rocker. Old pitcher for the Braves.
The Department of Race, Ethnicity, Gender, and Sexuality Studies. I like that.
It's all one thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Being gay and being black is the same thing.
Beyonce is doing country.
Yeah.
But that's
Which
fine.
Is fine. I don't care. But it's why are you attacking my fucking.
Black people invented country.
True.
She can black do that.
Fair country. Enough.
Facts.
She's coming.
She's coming. They invented the cowboy hat too, and being a cowboy, and they invented all of it.
I think nobody should care about any of it.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Agree.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Wait, is that the point everybody's been trying to make?
Yeah, that's definitely.
It's goddamn
what we're
music.
To make.
It's goddamn music. Yeah. And it's also like, dude, I'm all about the bag, dude.
They tried to get
the
Harlow
bag.
For that.
See, but
for what? What'd he do?
Harlow sang a song at the in like with an orchestra or something like that.
Yeah,
and he's still rapping.
Yeah, but
he's
it's fully like,
rapping.
Fuck?
He's not even changing genres. He's still rapping. He just did it at an event. Somebody filmed it, and they were like, hate to see white people use our culture to advance themselves and then abandon us. It's like,
My thing is like, okay, what about the bag, dude?
If he's trying to be funny, if he's actually upset, I apologize to Dr. Umar. I was thinking about purchasing his school and naming it the Robert E. Lee School for Whites Only. I'm going to name it Neanderthal Robert E. Lee Ronald Reagan Richard Nixon Academy. Robert E. Lee Ronald Reagan Richard Nixon School for Higher Learning, and then actually dumping a ton of money in it and making it really successful and actually helping the community. Just as a bit, dude. Honestly, it's kind of impressive more black guys are not as racist. If we were allowed to just be extremely racist.
Yeah. We had our day in the sun.
Black guys are just allowed to be racist.
Yeah, completely.
They do a pretty good job not doing it.
It is pretty impressive, honestly. It's pretty impressive.
I was thinking to myself, I'd be bow tie, glasses, fucking immediately. It'd be so fun being like, what'd you say, you pink pig bitch? That'd be awesome.
Dakar. True. This is my bathroom stall now.
I'm still getting on that guy. I still can't get over the dude who was just like, that's me. It's like, there's me at Iguazu Falls.
Oh, the guy
there's
who
me there.
Hit me with the...
Me and my boy behind a burning swastika.
Burning swastika on the ground. Him saluting. Him throwing a Nazi salute, smiling. And he was like... He just like showed it to me and like paused. It was like...
It's also funny to be friendly about that. Be like, a little bit about me. Love the Eagles. So yeah. I like, do this. And also, I tell you I'm a Nazi. Yeah?
Although I have been watching the NBA. And it makes me laugh every time. Like the whole court is Black Lives Matter. Everything's Black Lives Matter. People's jerseys are like, we matter. They basically have XFL jerseys on. They're like, he hate me. Y'all hate me. It's so funny.
What's up with baseball? Wasn't there a lot of fights?
White dude with ally. That's the best one. You see fucking
bald
dude.
They really do that?
Yeah, they have, instead of names, it's like, say her name, ally. It's equality. Equality is the one that's going around. That's pretty funny because it's a white dude swatting. He's about to pin a black dude against the backboard. It just says equality.
They
on the
have
back
that for real?
Yes. Every time I see it, I'll be watching it with Phil, and I'll be like, oh, yeah. Have you seen that?
How many of the police do you think are going to get raped? How many, like, hot college social workers are going to go try to bust up a fucking...
I mean, that is the valid...
I might start committing crimes just so social workers come over to my house.
Yeah, like, well, you're a bad boy. Be like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so?
What's up?
Yeah, what? What am I?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean...
Yeah, there's just going to be a Gestapo of lesbians breaking into your house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Social workers, dude. You're going to have social workers are... You're going to have block captains?
Described what social workers are to me. And they are truly the last people I believe we need mediating anything.
True. You give
especially they- if we're going to be sending social workers into inner cities, you know who we're sending in. The social workers are all going to be white teenagers.
They won't go. That's the thing. No, they won't go. They'll go there and be like, I'm actually just going to work for my dad.
Dude, how many John Rolfe or something married or yeah. Sir Walter Raleigh? I forget. There's all these fucking guys. They're literally all the same.
Yeah.
And they,
the whole team hit.
Yeah.
The whole squad hit Hontas, yeah. Dude.
Squad ran deep on
Nobody Hontas. Talks about Belly. How, like, dude, Belly's all, they wrote, DMX is like, yo, you're only 16. I'll let you give me head, though. That was like back then. That was like, for sure, dude.
Yeah.
Document that.
Yeah. And that was, I think I'll go on the record in 2020 saying that 16-year-old actress, I'm sure she wasn't 16 because I thought she was very attractive. She must be older.
They might have, dude.
Casted an older lady because, dude, you know she was. I mean, it was the girl with like it was in her room, in her like pink room on the phone. It's like, yeah, I sucked his dick too. Dude. I was a kid, like, like just people caught him being a pedophile.
He's fucked them,
and he was like, "What'd you say?"
They're like, tried to fuck him
real quick.
Yeah, he just turned on a black light and starts fucking them. I'm like, damn, this looks sick, dude. Sorry, I'm wrong.
Yeah, young Jeffrey.
Yeah, it was a good scene where DMX has sex with his girlfriend. They make up.
Yeah.
About his transgressions.
About his transgressions.
With a minor.
Yeah, 16-year-old was sucking his dick. He taught her how to give head.
True. And then she was like, I heard you had sex with a young kid. And he was like, check out these alien posters.
I'm about to fuck you. I'm gonna break out of this with some sex.
Yeah. Shit.
He had no idea. He
was and they're just there. Fucking cradling the crossballs. Oh, it's like, what'd you
The second guy came through and his chant was, I could fuck all the women here. like while he's running through, and then he started getting hit hard enough that he started fighting the gauntlet. He dropped the stick and just started swinging, and they let him go. They were like, "All right, hilarious. We're not going to hit him anymore."
Well, he's also probably crying, be like, "I can fuck all the kids, please.
Just running through, like,
please let me fuck
anybody here.
Please let me fuck all the girls in here, please, yeah. For the love of God."
So I was wrong on that part. The Indians were funny.
That's fucking obviously hilarious,
that guy
dude.
In the canoe was like, "Here's." I'll hook you up. Oh, this is going to make things a lot easier. Just yell, I'm going to fuck all the women in here.
Or like, say a white chick brings home a black boyfriend. It's a fucking situation. Like, that that was a reality that is like, people don't, it's not like a serious deal now, but like, that was a serious reality up until like, maybe like Eminem. I think Eminem might have allowed black dudes to go home with white chicks. If you're in UFC, you know this guy from Britain. Like, I've seen him fight a couple of times, and you're like, oh, and here comes a child soldier from the Armenian conflict.
Yes.
And you're just like, this could go one of two ways. So they pull
it always goes the same way.
Out of fucking
nowhere. If you're from one of the stands,
you're going to
come. You're a motherfucker.
True.
Especially if it's a stand that's not a country.
Yeah.
Like a Dagestan. Or a Kurdistan. Or some made-up stand.
You live in a disputed territory.
If you are,
I think China owns where I live, but I'm not sure.
Everyone from Chechnya. Or like, if you see like one of those countries, like Georgia.
Yeah.
Pick them, dude. They're coming out and they're the meanest dudes of all time.
But then they can escape like third world poverty by coming and just beating the fuck out of dude from England.
We sent like platinum Mike Perry over to China. Have you ever seen this guy? He's a retarded guy. He's a Uyghur. Yeah. He's an absolute Uyghur. He won his last fight at his post-fight interview. Was like, "What's up with taxes?" Oh. Those fuckers invited us there so that we could be fed to the Comanche, so they would stop fucking with the Mexicans.
Really?
And it ended up that the Americans were kind of rootin' tootin'.
True, they're slim.
They were like, "Bro, we'll fucking chill here. What, we get raped and murdered every couple years?
Whatever.
Sick.
Texas fucking rules."
Texas does rule. That's when it became a republic, bro.
Really?
It's fucking sick.
So they actually fought off the, they were like, they buffered, and then they probably figured it out, and were like,
well, yeah,
or
that
they
was,
didn't, or they were just
no,
like,
they figured it out. They figured it out. And well, yeah, they kind of tamed the land a little, and then the Mexicans were like, "Why don't you give us that land back?"
Yeah.
Like, "Why don't you come fucking take it?"
True.
That's where that flag's from.
Yeah.
I think. Then the Alamo happened, which was a huge mistake.
Does the Texas flag say it's like, "Fuck off, Mexico"?
Yeah, pretty much. Of this dude wearing a Black Lives Matter banner in Arkansas, dude. Dude's pulling up in trucks and being like, "You're fucking white, man. Put that shit away." And then riding off. It's so funny. I mean, obviously a couple of them go too far. But it's clear. I mean, they see a white dude wearing it.
Yeah.
So they're like, "Shut the fuck up." You know what I mean?
It's gotta piss him
off. Would be slight. I'm sure it would be a little different if it was a black dude.
I'm sure.
Don't get me wrong. He'd be getting hit
out of windows up.
He'd be getting hit with some hard heckles.
You think so?
Undoubtedly. But not as hard as a honky.
In Arkansas? In Willie Clinton's neighborhood,
like, I think it was like the home of the Klan, this town.
Oh, that's right.
It was like one of the main Klan.
He was like, "I'm going to go wear this."
He wore a Black Lives Matter billboard out front of a Walmart in Arkansas. People were like, "Get the fuck out of here. What's wrong with you, man?"
Oh, my God.
It's like, "Oh, you probably want to fuck Bill Gates, too, don't you, you fucking homo? The vaccine's not real." Just drive off. They all hit him with as many conspiracies as they could, like, right away. Like, "It's fake."
Can I have a bomb?
For Arab dudes to be in a room and scream, Allah Akbar, and everyone fucking runs out. And then they're like, "Ha-ha, got him. Subscribe." And then they all go back together and report what they found. This one lady was like, there were groups of three, and the black boy got the answer first, and the white girl looked to the white boy first to see if she should go with the black student's answer. Now, this could be that she trusts the white student, or that the black student could be wrong sometimes, or does she not see him as a human being at all?
I mean,
and it's just like, whoa, what are you doing, lady?
Imagine projecting that shit on a third grader.
What are you doing? Why would you say something like that?
This lady who's probably a little, has her own little weird things going on. Is like
guaranteed hyphenated last name.
Oh, the lady?
Yeah, my name is Smith Steinberg. Janelle Smith Steinberg, the third, fourth, Polly.
That shit was...
I thought the fish guys were with the rebels.
No, they're with the separatists, bro.
There's episode one has multiple racist fishmen.
Yeah, the fish are Japanese.
Yo, it's fucking the
then there's the Jamaican fish, and then there's the Japanese fish.
Yeah, wait, you guys didn't know Asian people turn into fish when you got them out of the atmosphere? If they're in the atmosphere, that's why they can't send any Japanese astronauts to the space station. They keep trying to send him to the International Space Station. They keep growing gills. But while he was asleep, I drew a swastika on his forehead in Sharpie, which I thought was a funny bit. And in 2014, whenever this was, it was a good bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Swastika on a still is, dude.
Honestly, it's a pretty good bit.
But he, I knew he was talking about,
and he was wrong to get that upset.
He cried in the car ride home.
Did he wipe it off?
He was crying with a smeared swastika on his forehead. Oh. And him and his girlfriend drove me home. I was in the back, and I did it. And he was in the front. First off, it's like a 45-minute drive. Oh, he was in the front crying that I disrespected him that badly.
Oh.
And she was like, "You, what you did was fucked up." And I was trying to be like, it wasn't. Like, I was in the back like, guys, it's not that serious. Oh.
Was that you? Oh. Someone drew a swastika on my forehead once. And it was like early December. Like my family, with one side of my family, we celebrate Christmas early. So like the next day I went to family Christmas with a swastika.
I forgot I was doing this so often.
It was on, like, coincidentally, I also had like a really bad hickey. So I was like someone was like that morning, like, "Oh, you have a really bad hickey." I'm like, "Oh, I know." And then I went and didn't look in the mirror and went to family Christmas. So everyone's looking at me. I'm like, "Oh, everyone knows I have a hickey."
Wait, was that just the same? Was he just crying about that incident?
No, because you did that to him too.
I did it to him. Yeah. All right. Good. I think it was the same night.
Maybe. It may have been. But yeah. My dad pulled me aside and he's like, "Hey, why do you have a swastika on your forehead?"
Oh fuck!
But by that point, his opinion of me was already so low that didn't even change
it. Sending someone home with an unbeknownst swastika on their forehead is incredible.
As far as getting accused of something,
I don't
something.
Think so. Because in order to get in order to kind of like stoke the ire of cancel culture, you need to have power. So if you don't have any power,
no, I don't think it'd be canceled. I'm just saying accusations of rape.
The guy is also, I think among young white chicks, it's become kind of out of fashion to accuse black dudes of rape. I don't think they do it. They were big on it for a while. I think they're not doing it so much anymore.
Nah, Trump's gone. It'll be back.
like maybe $15 an hour in perceived power.
Your Honor, he did mold her pussy.
They have no power.
Yeah. Beck, please present Exhibit A. It's just a molding. Yeah. It's like, this couldn't have been one time, Your Honor. He's been pounding the fuck out.
No, this dude was chilling, man. I think he like started like getting into music. He's like, "I'm a musician."
Yeah,
I
could have told you that for sure. 100%.
His band camp started immediately, dude. He put down the mountain bike and it was just SoundCloud.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that they can I don't know they would do that.
You like him. Have you ever had a homosexual?
He kind of looked like Michael Ealy. Yeah, the dude kind of looked like Michael Ealy. And he was just turning chicks out. He would hop off the Huffy, put on his gear, and his hit parties up. Like, "What's up, guys?" Like, "Oh, yeah." He did it, man. That dude made a fucking sick move.
That's so sick.
I mean, he could have paid $100,000 to go to college or put down the Huffy and start crushing ass.
And he gets paid, too.
About $15 an hour.
He's getting close to an accusation.
Do you think so?
Yes.
I don't think they're going
to. Banging college kids.
Nah,
the dad's like, "Who have you been fucking?"
It's like, "He raped me." Yeah, but it has to. The only way. I mean, dude.
No, I'm not saying he's doing it. I'm saying fucking young white chicks in college as a black dude that's working security is a major risk.
A lot of women are becoming lesbians because good men are Trump supporters.
Yeah.
Just to be annoying, yeah.
Just getting track.
Yeah, just getting possessed by the spirit of Lesbos.
I can't read that.
No.
Without being like,
come on. Dude, that's your blazing sword of truth.
People mistake it for just being totally inept, which they might. There's something. There's something there.
That's haters, bro. It was. Hold on, time out. Was it inept? It wasn't.
It was not inept.
It was a multi-dimensional performance.
Thank you, brother.
Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here.
I was so happy to get Brittany on there. So nice. And I will say this. And this is just. I want to say this publicly.
For sure.
When I saw the videos of you laughing, meant the world to me. That's like genuinely support.
It was
like
pure
how
joy.
Nice is that to see your boy laughing like that? When you're like,
it was unbridled.
Damn,
joy.
He loves me. Yes, yes. For real though.
When he started doing the joke, I exited frame because I was holding my face. I was I can't keep it together. And when the whole room of people bought in to Brittany being a four-time WNBA champion, it's first four of time. All, is anyone done that?
I'm sure.
Four-time?
WNBA, I'm sure there's some chicks that have been for real, like several.
Yeah.
Like, Deanna Taurasi was probably
four time,
fucking like 20 times.
Lisa Leslie,
yeah. They were probably since the inception of the league. Yeah, for
Twin
sure.
Twin Towers.
They probably had a million LeBrons, like for the WNBA.
No, but the NBA has that too.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Since like whenever the WNBA really started till now, the NBA also probably has had that many times All Stars, like Kevin Durant, like.
That's my thing. I've no beef with women's sports, but it's
no,
like
of course not.
Be real. If you like them, but don't pretend to be like, oh yeah, I know who that person is.
Yes.
That was the funniest part of it. People but being like, yeah, for sure.
You could have hit him with a couple other sports. You could have been like 10-time All-Star NHL legend Matt McCusker. And they would have been like, for sure.
Cusker, Gretzky, yeah, Gretzky, McCusker,
yeah, same guy. You could be NHL, but WNBA. The only reason to make fun of the WNBA was like ESPN and all these. They've been pushing. You know what I mean?
Dude, the ESPYs converted me. I was like, I love women's sports now.
Yeah,
I watched the ESPYs. I was like, yeah, women's sports fucking rule.
I was raised on women's sports.
You were.
And I gotta tell you guys, I fucking loved women's basketball.
I know.
I was a water boy for a women's basketball team. I loved women's basketball my whole life.
Who can say the same?
I doubt anybody. How many other dudes' dads are still coaching women's basketball?
Not a lot.
Phil might have 5 state championship rings. He might be the Phil Jackson of volunteer assistant girls high school basketball coaches.
He's Gino Auriemma.
He really is. And he'll tell you. You say, my dad watches women's basketball a lot. Yeah. I'll come in and be like, what the fuck are you watching? He's like, it's a better sport.
It's pure.
And there is an argument within basketball purists. Now, obviously, it's not better. They're not dunking.
Yeah.
But as far as like the NBA has become one-on-one matchups, it's become, you know, just isolation one-on-one.
Yeah.
And the WNBA, you have to pass and move.
Team sport.
Yeah. I'm not fucking
dude,
coping for
I'm
the WNBA.
No.
But I will say this.
Hello.
What the fuck was that? All right, whatever.
No, I was a full convert. Last night, I was like, I actually was like, I love women's sports. It's important that women can do their thing, but tricking people into thinking that they're like, just the here's my thing. It's the reflexive, like, non-questioning clap.
Yeah.
It was an assault on the unthinking masses. That's the important part. People go, oh, yeah, for sure. It's like, dude, just use your brain. Use your critical thinking for 2 seconds and go, wait, who was that?
I would have clapped.
I never heard of that person.
I knew they would clap. I would have clapped.
Yes.
Anybody on earth would clap.
But it's funny
to
go, ah, you guys are fucking
also,
all
I've gotten so old, I don't know who anyone is. I, for real. Flaw J? Flo J.
Yeah, she raps.
They told me I was wrong, and it was Flaw J. I said Flo J. After being told 10 times it was Flaw J.
But Busta Rhymes said Flo J too.
I think me and Bus are old as shit. Bus.
Dude, don't get me started on him.
Do we discuss it?
Don't get me started on him. I was beefing him. Matt, he kissed my wife's hand.
Busta
Rhymes. But although that's being a gentleman for sure. I can't deny that.
Hold on, how about this? In the green room, I heard Busta Rhymes outside of the green room like, I'm not going in there unless he invites me. It's a man's. And I was like, I overheard that. And I was like, fucking definitely invite him.
Get the fuck in.
Fucking Busta Rhymes.
That's nice as hell, though.
Nice. Awesome. His performance, too, was for real, like, unbelievable.
Activated the crowd.
It was unbelievable.
He demanded the crowd get activated.
Yeah, that's a better word.
Which was very nice.
I would say commanded.
Yes.
I would say he commanded the crowd.
And then he did try to command your wife, and your wife was a good, faithful soldier.
She was. But no, Busta Rhymes, for real, can do no wrong in my eyes. His performance was so good. He kissed my wife's hand. He's being a gentleman.
He was being. He's being a gentleman.
I was mad at him for like 15 minutes. I was going, for real, if I see Busta Rhymes, I might try to fight him. But then I thought of his performance, and I was like, it was so fucking good.
Yes.
Spliff Star, I was like, dude, he's so... It was great. It was really, it was just a celebration of life. Yo, the whole night was a celebration of life.
For real, it was a celebration for life.
It was.
The one person laughing my entire monologue was Busta Rhymes. And while I was up there, I kept like looking over to be like, yes, yes. I don't care how badly this is going. Just see Busta Rhymes like,
yes, yes, yes. Nah, he fucking absolutely crushed it. I mean, his performance was so good. I was like, if you got to kiss my wife's hand, that's fine. That's totally fine.
Kissing the wife's hand is totally fine.
It's also gentlemanly.
Bro, we've talked about it before. Remember that autistic man saw my girlfriend at a bar and was like, the pleasure is all mine.
That's all he did.
Just like, fuck.
That's all he did.
And that's my bro who, he's my buddy and he's got it for real. He's not like, he's not a pretending.
He didn't
see Big Bang Theory and go, wouldn't it be cool if I had autism?
Also, no. I don't think you can rap that fast and not have a little bit of the tism.
Yeah.
So, yeah, totally, totally cool. He's for real, the absolute legend.
Remember what Nate did to Britney? Britney had a night.
Huh?
Nate was rude to Britney.
Nate was absolute. Well, to be fair, I did throw.
Oh.
I threw napkins on your head. That was my bad. I set that off.
I was really hoping we didn't bring that up. That bums me out.
No, that was a perfectly logical reaction.
I was defending LeMayer, but it does.
I know
does
you're trying to tell a story, but the shorts are so fucked up looking. You look fucked up, dude.
It's your legs. They're so hairy.
It's so fucked up.
This is all I had. I'm trying not to smell like shit. I leave tomorrow.
To be totally honest and frank, it's kind of like a thought from the hood, dude. Just fucking,
yes,
just fucking legs.
Yes.
Those legs and those J's, bro.
J's. Black J's. With no...
LeMaire, or Nate, how many bands would it take for you to dance right now?
For real.
Nate, if I took you to Rainbow tomorrow...
He would fucking... He'd go nuts.
I fly home first class.
Anyway.
The squad did it, dude. LeMaire dressed like a complete dunce. Oh, wait, hold on. Tell that story, because that is extremely funny. No,
tell
it's great.
Story, tell a story.
It's great.
All right, so what happened was... We were just sitting out back smoking, having a good time, just me and LeMaire by ourselves at the after party. And then a paper ball...
Hold on, I knocked on the fence.
I didn't hear that.
I knocked on the fence and I was going, what are you guys doing over there?
I've never heard that.
I know, that's all me.
They were hanging out with Pat McAfee and Jelly Roll.
Yeah, yeah. But they had left at this point. It was just me.
Two
it was just
shots.
Us two back there, right?
You guys
Sean
and
okay, I think it was
just you two.
Sus yeah. Climbers, you guys are climbers.
No, we were in the back. They came out after us.
Wait, what?
Holy shit.
Yo.
Thank you, LeMaire.
Yo.
Thank you, LeMaire. I needed that.
Damn,
I needed somebody to take the heat off
talking,
of me. And LeMaire's the ultimate bro. He's paying me back for last
Why
night.
Why are your feet like that? What are you doing?
My feet?
Yes,
you're pigeon-toed, bro.
While you're telling stories,
I'm actually pigeon-toed.
I swear
right?
to God, you're going like this while you're talking.
I'm actually pigeon-toed.
It's really fucking crazy. I know we were joking earlier about you being zesty as soon as you got to LA.
Nate is thick and bow-legged, bro. Nate is a fucking hood prize, bro.
Oh, no.
When I see Rich Horse like that, it's like, yo, he is definitely a black dude from fucking Reading. Like, you could see him on Frankfurt Ave. You would see this guy walking down the street.
Nate, no. can I see you blow bubblegum and pop it real quick?
Oh, this is dope.
Nate, we're just having
fun. I need more
Nate,
vodka.
Nate,
can I have more vodka?
A little more vodka.
A little more vodka, please.
Give him a different cup.
There's no good cups down there.
LeMaire, pour from the simp. LeMaire needs
a worse cup.
LeMaire, fill up a simp cup.
Well, that's his cup.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's hold on. Let's actually go 360 on this. So we're at the after party. We're at the after party and we're sitting there. It was a giant fence. Lamar and Nate were smoking weed behind the fence. I heard them back there. I smelled what they were doing. Knocked on the fence. I said, "What are you guys doing back there?" No answer. So I took all the tissues in my pocket from all night. I had like 40 tissues in my pocket.